is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Badgers and Wolverines on the ice here at Yost Arena for the series opener, Wisconsin and Michigan. Let's quickly pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Ryan and Paul here in Ann Arbor. We take a look at the quick trip lineups. We'll go with Michigan's top line tonight. Adam Fantilli, we mentioned him a moment ago, the freshman from Nobleton, Ontario, with 40 points, 16 goals. His left wing, Rutger McGroarty, 6'1", freshman from Lincoln, 10 goals, 22 points. His right wing, a freshman from Estero, Florida, Gavin Brindley, 3 goals, 17 points. Those three all played in the World Junior Championship. Fantilli won a gold for Team Canada. Defensively, the captain for the U.S. squad of the World Junior Championship in Nova Scotia, Luke Hughes. We mentioned 30 points for Hughes. He's paired with senior Keaton Pearson, who has no goals this season in 24 games, only one in his career, and that just happened to be against Wisconsin. And the starting goaltender for Michigan is Eric Portillo, 6'6", 220-pounder from Gothenburg, Sweden. He's 15-8 this season with a .308 goals against and .909 save percentage. He can be had, although career-wise, he earned his 50th win last Saturday against Penn State, stopping 32 of 36 shots in the comeback win. He had a career-high 51 saves in Friday night's 7-3 victory. Also, as we take a look at Wisconsin, it's Jarrett Moe, the senior from New Prague, Minnesota, 9-12 this season, a .270 goals against, a .913 save percentage. He's in goal tonight for the Badgers. They'll start with senior Mike Forlicky out of Edina, Minnesota, at one defensive post, and then freshman Ben Dexheimer, also from Edina. Both are looking for their first goals this season. And the line to start out for Tony Granato tonight, from left to right, junior Carson Bantle, 6'5", 200-pounder from Onalaska. He's got 6 goals and 9 points this season. Charlie Stramel, the 6'3 freshman from Rosemont, Minnesota, 5 goals, 9 points this season. And Jack Horbach, the 5'11 freshman from Naperville, Illinois, 4 goals and 6 points for the Wisconsin Badgers. And the UW Health Injury Report, brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Wisconsin still without Anthony Kerr and Jack Gorniak, and that hurts Gorniak especially in this ring.
Yeah, I mean, he's just so dynamic in his speed, especially to match Michigan, who's always got great skaters, Luke Hughes among them. And again, it's an experienced guy, a fifth-year guy who's played a lot of games for Wisconsin and just always creates energy every time he's out the ice. Things aren't going well, you know, he's going to give 110%. I hate to use that, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, he'll give 100%.
Yes. Yeah,
and then sometimes more. That's what you mean.
Exactly. He's just always he's in fifth gear every time. He's never slow.
By the way, Michigan minus two defensemen. Jared Truscott had wrist surgery recently, didn't play against Penn State, will not play this weekend. And Seamus Casey, a second-round draft pick of the New Jersey Devils, injured his leg in the finale against Penn State last weekend. Don't know how long he'll be out. So it's Wisconsin and Michigan in the opening faceoff, brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt, is coming up next from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Game. Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger hockey is on the air.
Near center ice, he'll fire one towards the net and scores! Big glove save, he snatches it out of the air. Works to the Lobo, shoots and scores! 2-on-1, but I think he's low on gas, but gets it to Caulfield. Caulfield shoots and scores! Caulfield, Badgers win! What a finish! What a game!
Keep it going, baby!
Badger hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck and hit the ice.
Big Ten officials tonight in Ann Arbor, Jonathan Zatarski, Brett Shaver, the linesman Christopher Levitt, and Nicholas Beth. And the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt. Start your day with thick, creamy, and all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek yogurt. Badgers road cardinal uniforms with a white trim, skating to our left here to start the opening period. Michigan with home whites and the maize and blue trim and the winged helmets, just like their football team, will attack the goal to our right. And the opening faceoff was tapped across the Wisconsin blue line. Michigan offside, so they'll drop the puck. And Tony Granato and his staff change their entire, all five skaters out there. Lodge and Kulemans with Lindmark, Erdahl, and Smolanic. Badgers win the center ice faceoff and deflected by Smolanic deep into the Michigan zone to our left. Luke Hughes goes to get it from Michigan, rips it around the far side, intended for McGroarty. Poked free by Kulemans, who pinched in down the right wing wall. Smolanic out to the point. Long range shot by Lindmark, waffled away by Eric Portillo and thrown out to center. Here's McGroarty, right wing, cut off by Lindmark, then gets around Lindmark and Mo with a great sliding save on his knees. Oh, Lindmark got undressed on the near side wall. McGroarty hard to the net, and Mo with a big stop. Now Hughes shoots one. Stop by Mo. Rebound was there to the left. He couldn't reach it, but the Badgers pick up the puck and send it out to center. Erdahl gets it deep. Wow, two nice saves by Jared Mo to kick things off less than a minute in.
Yeah, a couple of big stops there, and Owen Lindmark was back on the point there playing defense, and you can see why he's a forward.
Here's Karinen shooting one. Right pad save by Mo. Ricocheted far side. Matthew DeSane foul to Cruz Lucius. Couldn't clear the zone initially. We'll get a second, third chance, and the Badgers finally put it up through neutral ice. Collected by Wisconsin's Mike Vorlicky. Skates it down the left wing wall to our left. Getting some support from Matthew DeSane foul. Puck to dump back behind the Michigan net. And Dylan Duke goes to get it for Michigan. Duke's out there with T.J. Hughes and Mackie Samuskevich. T.J. Hughes, no relation to Luke Hughes, but T.J.'s pretty good freshman out of Hamilton, Ontario. 9 goals, 22 points for him. Right-handed forward wears number 13. Badgers rim it around too strongly by Vorlicky and ice the puck. A minute 40 into the opening period. Face-off down in the Wisconsin zone and three quality shots already on goal for the Wolverines.
Hey, you mentioned Rutger McGroarty with one of them. You just mentioned T.J. Hughes, a couple of freshmen. Almost half their points this year have come from their freshmen. They lost a lot of people last year. They're so high name talent, a lot of guys in the NHL now, and they replaced them with a bunch of freshmen, and they're doing the yeoman's work this year.
Yeah, they're scoring half their points. It's truly amazing. Face off in the Wisconsin zone. Vorlicky puts his body into big number 93, Eric Ciccolini, who held onto the puck, then coughed it up to Vorlicky, who squirts a pass between his legs to Caulfield. Snaps off one to center ice. Now Lucius with it, and his long-range shot from pretty much straight away. Easy save for Portillo, and he hangs on.
So Wisconsin starting out like they seem to do a lot, which is try to get the pucks on the net. Cruz Lucius, just safe play, get it in, get a puck on the net. Kind of getting your hands warm, getting into the game a little bit here and getting offensive faceoff out of it.
The lone healthy scratch for the Badgers tonight, number 16, Robbie Newton, not in the lineup. The extra skater is Shea Donovan, number 5, the senior from Duluth. Faceoff to the right of Portillo. Slides free, and Michigan's got it there. 73 is Ethan Edwards, sophomore out of St. Albert, Alberta. Down deep into the Wisconsin zone, it's their captain, Nolan Moyle, out of Briarcliff Manor, New York. Former Green Bay Gambler, actually teammates for a couple of years with Brock Caulfield in Green Bay. They bump it out to the point. Edwards sets to his left and shoots one, and the Badgers block it down. Tyson Jugnoff able to play it to the corner, shoulder to shoulder. Moyle and LeMaster, eventually Luke for Wisconsin, comes out of there with it and lofts it up in front of the benches across the way. Michigan now possesses. 2.5 minutes gone by, no score. Dominic Mersch, injured last Friday against Notre Dame, unable to play last Saturday, but he's giving it a go tonight. And Mersch will rim it around to the right wing wall. Kuhlman's shot down low, saved by Portillo, loose in the paint, and Mersch was tied up, couldn't get his stick on it. Oh, the rebound was sweet and juicy, and Mersch just couldn't put it home.
Oh, it was just laying there for Dominic Mersch. He had half a net empty, but great play by the Michigan defenseman to, as you mentioned, tie it up the stick and couldn't get his stick free to just tap it in.
Gavin Brindley, only 5'9", 170, with a very strong body check on Wisconsin's giant sophomore defenseman Daniel Lodge. That's why you heard the crowd a moment ago applaud. Puck loose in front of the Badgers' net. Brindley and Stramel duking it out, former World Junior Championship teammates. And now Stramel has it come free. Bantle, no-look pass with a backhand. Horbach will chase it down. He's slowed far side by Luca Fantilli, the younger brother of Adam Fantilli, the stud for Michigan. Puck is loose in the Michigan zone. Horbach retrieves, tied up by Fantilli. Gets some support now. Stramel misfires on a point pass for Vorlicki all the way down to the Wisconsin zone. Jared Moe out of his net, quickly up the left wing to Vorlicki, and he'll lob it deep into the Michigan end. 16-12 to go, opening period, no score. Wisconsin 0-8 on the road in the Big Ten this season. Here comes TJ Hughes, right wing Mackie Samuskevich. His shot blocked by Vorlicki off the end boards, and Jared Moe had to wobble back to the near post and put it to the near wall. Now a big save by Moe on the left wing, shot by Luke Hughes, who snuck in right near the hash marks. Stick handling as Pearson had the puck crawl off his stick. Came free now to Owen Lindmark, snaps off a pass ahead to Erdahl. Can he get around Hughes? Good luck there. He's trying. Zach Erdahl right wing, tried to set up Lindmark for a one-timer. He fanned. Puck slid out to center, and Shea Donovan refeeds the zone. Badgers will change. 4.5 minutes gone by. Scoreless first period.
So Luke Hughes is capable of the little cut in he had. Great vision by Samuskevich to get it to him.
Samuskevich on the rush, tried to hand off to Jackson Hallam, but the pass kind of handcuffed him, never got a shot on goal. Go ahead.
I think I was done.
Oh, okay. You're good?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
Not right now.
Jared Moe just got in the way of Ciccolini, no penalty called. Steal by Edwards, looking over his right shoulder, flips it down to the corner, his left. Oh, beautiful pass in front. Ciccolini, great save, rebound, diving goal by Nick Granowitz. Michigan leads 1-0, 5:01 in.
Two Spartans right around the net. Quick shot off when the puck came on along the sideboards. Mo made the first save, the puck bounced out of his glove. One Michigan player on either side. Wisconsin tried to get physical on the second one, but it was one guy on two, and it ended up at the back of the net past Jared Moe, who tried to scramble back.
Nick Granowitz scores his second goal of the season at 5:01. Granowitz, here's a young man that in his career has 15 goals in 87 games. That's his sixth goal against Wisconsin. Six of his 15 career goals are against the Badgers. He had a hat trick, you may remember, against Wisconsin a couple of years ago in this building. So Wisconsin down early. Michigan is outscored. Oh, they score again from the right point.
Nope.
Keenan Draper, it's been washed out offside. Keenan Draper dumped it in from the right point. It ricocheted off a skate. Moe had stood up, recognizing it should have been offside. It squirted between his pads, but the referee, you heard no whistle. But there was no goal. Offside on Michigan, still 1-0. Goodness.
Made everyone nervous on the Wisconsin side of things, and everyone happy in Michigan with Moe just letting the puck go through. Obviously, he knew what he was doing because it was whistled offside, but Michigan players didn't realize they were celebrating for a while there before they got the message.
Yeah, I mean, he was in his crouch, and then the puck ricked, and he stood straight up, and, you know, he wasn't going to play the thing. It was offside. Michigan wins the center ice faceoff and dumps it in. It eludes the stick of Moe behind the net. Brindley now gathers it in. Left goal line to the dot. Pass toward the slot. Bad one intercepted by Liam Malmquist for Wisconsin. Malmquist, backhand pass ahead to Mersch. Try to put it in deep, but Fantilli, the left-handed defenseman, goes to get it. Malmquist applied a little bit of pressure, but Fantilli reversed to Stephen Hughes, who plays it ahead, and then knocked into the Wisconsin zone by Brindley. Again, Stephen Hughes making his first appearance for Michigan since suffering a near-fatal illness. Here's Kuhlman's on a partial break with Hughes trying to cut in right wing, and Portillo made the stop with his right Wolfler hand. Kuhlman's went down. There was a rebound there for a moment. Badgers couldn't get to it. They're on the attack again. Fantilli left wing shoots one. Shoulder save by Moe. Rebound attempt by Brindley. May have gone off the side of the net. Jared Moe already with six saves, seven shots on goal from Michigan. They lead 1-0, 6:15 into the opening period.
You mentioned Corson Kuhlman's. It's been three shifts already, I think he's had. He's been really impactful so far tonight.
Matt Estapa hard to the net. Tough angled shot for the backhand. Stopped again by Moe, and the puck crawls out to center ice, and that's where Michigan regains possession. Here's Karen, and he'll hammer it in. Moe stops it behind the net for Mike Forlicky. Hard rim around, helped along by Erdahl. No icing as Bantle should beat Karen into the hash marks. He does not. They say Karen got there first. So icing on Wisconsin. 13:19 to go in the first period. 1-0 Wolverines. Badger Hockey brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference.
And Karen, the defenseman for Michigan, we didn't really give him much credit on their goal. He had a nice pass through his own legs, blind pass, past the Badger, and that kind of set up a low down 2-on-1.
Yeah, the goal at 5:01 for Granowitz. Ciccolini and Karenin with the helpers. Here's Samuskevich. Slides one in front off the right pillow of Moe. Ricocheted out to the high slot, held in by Michigan. Below the goal line, Duke setting up Hughes. Stopped by Moe. Left wing pass for Luca Fantilli behind him. Otherwise, he was open. The Badgers' Bantle goes to get it. Here's Erdahl now. Stops in the right corner. Double-teamed, and Hughes pulls the puck from him. Hughes headmans to Samuskevich. He comes in with speed. Off to the right, Lemaster on him. Shot by Samuskevich. Up off the stick of Lemaster into the mesh. Stopping play, 12:44 to go in the first. Michigan 1-0, leading Wisconsin here, out shooting the Badgers 9-3.
Yeah, we've had a great view, unfortunately, of the action so far. Right in front of us, we're out in the Wisconsin defensive zone, is right below us, and it's been a lot of play down here.
By the way, again, Granowitz's second goal at 5:01. Ciccolini with the primary assist, just his second of the year, and the other assist went to the defenseman, Jake Karenin, his first helper of the year. Puck played up to center. Leaping hold by Hallam. He grabbed it with his left hand, dropped it down, dumped it in. Lotch after it, poked it ahead for Erdahl. Nice play. Hallam, though, still on the forecheck. Lotch eventually works it free for Owen Lindmark. Middle of the ice, it's Kuhlman's. Sets and throws it out to center. Pearson knocks it down, sweeps it near side to Hallam. Charges in. Kuhlman's on him. Back behind the net, the lefty goes. Hallam left wing. Turns and faces the end boards. Now pass right side. Here's Pearson shooting one. Try to go glove side on Moe, and Jared got a piece of it. Oh, good pass by Ciccolini to a wide open Pearson, but Moe has been very good. Lindmark's stick just snapped in half. Badgers are going to get a change. We're 8 minutes into the first. 1-0 Wolverines.
Michigan's been really good getting passes through the zone.
Oh, look out. Brindley just walked around two Badgers who let him go. Moe cut off the angle to the net. He lost the puck. Now it's out to the point. Right wing, it's Luke Hughes. Pass to the high slot, McGroarty. Can't catch it, but tracked down by Karenin. He sweeps it in left corner to right. Jugnauth can't reach the puck. Adam Fantilli kept it alive. Wisconsin's Caulfield almost gave it away, but a nice little chip pass to DeSaint Fowl, then to Kuhlman's. His outlet broken up by Michigan. 3-on-2, they have numbers, but a bad pass, and Adam Fantilli, all he can do is dump it down deeper. Brindley with a steal. Pass back to Fantilli, who cut to the net. Can't catch it. Out to Edwards, his long-range shot that hit his teammate Brindley. Ricocheted by the Badger bench. Caulfield goes to get it. Snaps off a pass intended for Lucius, who was open at center ice. Not ready for the pass. Icing on Wisconsin. 11:07 to go in the first. Michigan leads 1-0.
A lot of pressure by Michigan, making it hard for Wisconsin to get out of the zone, where they're flipping it up out of the zone, and Michigan's there to pick it up and put it back in. And they had an opportunity there to get a line rush up the ice, just didn't connect, and back in the defensive zone for a faceoff.
Remember that board you said that the children of Yost like to display with different sayings on there? Young lady put up, all refs do is take away goals from Michigan, is what the board said.
And call penalties on Michigan.
Yeah, they're just going to call one on Michigan. Yes, they are. We got a hooking penalty, and Wisconsin will get a Quartz power play, down 1-0. 9:04 gone by here in the opening period. And they're going to take Mark Estapa, the sophomore from St. Clair, Michigan. He is their most penalized player, and he's going to sit down now for the 25th time this season.
And it was Corson Kuhlemans again that drew the penalty. Not much has happened, but when it has today for Wisconsin, he's been involved in the offensive zone, very aggressive.
So a stop with a penalty. Badgers on a power play this season, about 20%. They are 23 of 111 overall, 14 of 67 in league play, also about 21%. Pass slot. Here's Kuhlemans. Shot, and Portillo right in his paint. Made the stop, dropped it to his lap, and kept his pads together. Badgers couldn't get to the rebound if there really was one. But, boy, Kuhlemans wide open in the slot.
Yeah, it was a lot of white space at the slot for Corson Kuhlemans, and Brock Caulfield pulled the puck off the end boards and caught Kuhlemans sliding down the slot. Great connection there. Again, the shot right in the midsection of Eric Portillo.
Face off to Portillo's right. Badgers win the draw. Here's Kuhlemans. Left wing, DeSaint foul. Caulfield out there. Bantle in front of the net. Lucius, right point. Near interception by Luke Hughes on a bad pass by DeSaint foul. Now in the Michigan zone, Bantle trying to regain possession. Instead, Michigan's got it. Look out. As they clear the puck, it went off the body of DeSaint Fallon high into the air right under us. And a young lady saw it coming and picked it up right off the ground, and she's got a little souvenir. 1:21 to go on the Badgers Quartz power play. Michigan, by the way, on the penalty kill, about 78%. 26 power play goals allowed and 121 chances against. They only have one shorthanded goal this season.
Coming against the Badgers.
Yes, that's right. A stop is game winner with about 6.5 minutes left in the series finale back in December. Michigan won it 4-2, eventually got an empty net goal. Lucius held his own for a moment, couldn't find the puck, and it was batted past him by Granowitz out to center. Badgers refeed. Lucius can't pick it up along the far side wall. Lead feed. Here comes a man busting in for Michigan. Shorthanded, and a big save made by Mo on Jackson Hallam, who had a step on a pair of Badgers. Now a steal. Hallam again tried to chip it back to the blocker side of Mo, and Jared with another fine stop. Two big saves by Jared Mo with his team on a power play.
That was a big one. He left the left leg there. It was a pretty nifty little shot. Going against the green, a little flip up, and Jared Moe got his left pad back out as he was trying to go right.
Jugnoff slop pass to Ordahl, now to Dexheimer, right wing Lucius, long shift for him, sauced across left point. Jugnoff steps to his left and shoots and scores. Tyson Jugnoff darted past Nolan Moyle and found an opening over the glove of Eric Portillo, a power play goal. It's 1-1.
Tyson Jugnoff, yesterday during practice, the Thursday skate, down to playing a game in this neutral zone, and it was a big skill game. Guys stick handling around, and you can see how amazing his skill is, his hands are. This one, he just beats one guy at the point. Michigan basically gives him a little move and skates around him, and with some traffic in front of the net, perfect shot far side, and the Badgers are tied up 1-1 here.
Tyson Jugnoth, the freshman defenseman from Kelowna, British Columbia, third goal this season. All have come on the power play. That one at 10:43 from Lucius and Erdahl. It's a 1-1 game. Cruz Lucius with another assist, still averaging a point per game for Wisconsin. And Zach Erdahl, good to see him register the point. It's been a while for him. Steal by Samolonic right down the slot. Good stick at the very last moment, though, by Dylan Duke, and Michigan has possession. Trying to break out and will. Hughes leads the rush. Left wing TJ Hughes. Drop pass now. Here's Fantilli. Near side. Samuskevich's shot may have gone off the shoulder of Mo. It looked like it may be going wide. But boy, Michigan attacked in layers. Here's Samuskevich now, left wing, defended by Dexheimer. Pass across, got through to Hughes, steps to the circle, backdoor pass intended for Duke, and he chipped it wide. He was open, but he couldn't finish. Now the Badgers have just iced the puck. 8:20, make that 8:19 to go in the first. A 1-1 game. Granowitz even strength at 5:01 gave Michigan the lead, and then Jugnauth the power play goal at 10:43, even things up.
Badgers fortunate on that last play. Wide open on the side. It was kind of a tap-in. It just came with a little too much heat for the Michigan player on the side of the net, and he pushed it wide. Wisconsin took a little risk on the point to try to knock the puck out across ice pass, which, again, Michigan has been all over the place, getting the pucks back and forth across the ice and turned into some offense again.
Senior Owen Lindmark to take the draw against Michigan's Adam Fantilli. Lindmark, second best in the Big Ten in faceoff percentage at 61%. Fantilli just got warned. And Fantilli wins the draw back. Pearson, Luke Hughes out high right. Good job by Smolanic to get a stick in the way as it came off the high glass behind the net. Brindley then fumbled it. Wisconsin's Lindmark now with it. He fumbled as well. Lodge there for support. Works away from pressure. Finds Smolanic with a backhand outlet pass. And Ty stumbles down but rolls it into the Michigan zone. Badgers need a change anyway. Under 8 minutes left in the first period. It's 1-1. Here comes Fantilli in pursuit. Stramel knocked him down. Fantilli wants a penalty. Nothing called. Stang then squirts it past Pearson. Left wing. Backhand in front. Intended for Bantle. Couldn't get a stick on it. Now Kuhlman's tough angled shot. That didn't get through. Taken away by McGroarty. Lead feed. Breakaway. Gavin Brindley all alone against Jared Moe. Deke backhand. Tried to go five hole. Jared kept it out. Rebound. They score. Nobody picked up Fantilli, who was trailing. He tapped it in. It's 2-1 Michigan.
Down at one end 10 seconds ago. Wisconsin nearly had a 2-1 lead on a pass across past Carson Bantle up the other way. That was a breakaway from just outside the Michigan blue line. Took his time. Gavin Brindley, Moe did his best. He was hanging on for dear life to try to keep the puck out. Did the job, but again, like you mentioned, Fantilli was the first one there. A couple Badgers skated around to the sides of the net. Fantilli followed up and pushed it home.
Adam Fantilli, 17th goal this season. Give Brindley and McGroarty helpers at 12:27. It's a 2-1 Michigan lead. A breakdown again, and Granowitz stoned by Moe with a fantastic glove save right at the hash mark straight away. 7:22 to go in the first. It's Michigan 2 and Wisconsin 1. We'll take a break. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hi, I'm Sean Cleary. I'd like to take a quick 30 seconds and talk to you about the most important part of a Cleary building, the foundation. Without it, you won't be able to stand the test of time. At Cleary, our foundation is made up of some truly amazing people. Our Cleary family rises to the challenge every day, and it shows when that shamrock is applied. So if you are looking for a new challenge in our all-new corporate office or out on the construction site, join the Cleary family today by clicking on careers@clearybuilding.com.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/Samboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Culver's Zamboni during intermission. That's uwbadgers.com/Samboni. Only 4 home games left for the Wisconsin Badgers this season at the Kohl Center. Next weekend against Minnesota, the following weekend against Michigan State. The Wisconsin women playing at the Kohl Center tonight in about a half hour as they try to fill the Kohl or fill the bowl. They're facing off against St. Cloud State. Here Wisconsin trails Michigan 2-1 with 7:20 to go in the first period of play. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff and work it ahead. Horbach in the offensive zone defended by Karanen, then got rubbed off along the end boards. Jugnauth pinches in, kept it alive for a moment for the Badgers, and now Edwards has it for Michigan. Looks to Fantilli. His pass broken up by Stramel, then deflected out to McGroarty, and he'll launch it into the Wisconsin zone. And Jugnauth, Brindley. Jugnauth falls down. Brindley with the puck. Pass intended for Duke. Intercepted by Stramel. His outlet pass to Bantle. Wasn't ready for it. Stramel's got it back, then chopped off his stick by Brindley and back deep into the Wisconsin zone. Jugnauth tried to clear, got a fortunate bounce off the skate of Holtz out to center. Coming in was Moyle, who dumped it down in, then got crushed with a check by Charlie Stramel. It also impacted the linesman Christopher Labatz, and now Malmquist runned off by Moyle, and Holtz has it deep in his zone. Up to the Wisconsin line, it's Draper tried to hand off to Duke. Little collision between Moyle and Mersch, and now the Badgers. Malmquist drop past Mersch, open left wing, shoots one, glove saved by Portillo, dropped it but covered. And now Draper and Stang mixing it up. The linesman will come in to separate those two young men. 2-1 Michigan. Again, the Badgers tied it on Tyson Jugnauth's power play goal at 10:43. But then Fantilli with a follow-up about 90 seconds later put Michigan back on top.
Nice little rush there by Wisconsin. It talked about Michigan coming in layers. That time, Liam Momquist gets over the blue line, has somebody on top of him. He banks it backwards off the boards right to Dominic Mersch. The ice opens up, and he gets the puck, skates it a little bit towards the net and gets it to the net.
Mersch took the faceoff but lost it to TJ Hughes. Here's Michigan. Hallam knocked off balance and knocked down by Mersch. Puck lofted down deep into the Wisconsin zone to the right of Moe in the far corner. Dexheimer double team but worked it through his legs. Stang tried to bank it off the boards and out, but no luck. Luke Hughes darts past Malmquist on his backhand. Low right, tried to carry it to the net. Vorlicki, good defense to work it free. Skated up the near side wall. Stang tried to get it out. Eventually gets the job done, and out to center it comes. Bad pass by Hallam, taken by Malmquist. Bad pass by Malmquist, taken by Hallam. And now the Wolverines send it down in. Rolls to Dexheimer, reverses course to Malmquist. Patient, and lobbed it ahead too far. That'll be icing on the Badgers with, nope, they wave it off. They waved it off. Now Erdahl rolls a pass out to the left point. Lotch steps to his left. His shot goes off the stick of Edwards to the far corner. Smolonic overskated. Granowitz with it. Pass out towards the blue line. Picked off by Lodge. Smolonic, who's fallen three or four times tonight, now takes a look down at his skates. There must be something wrong. Nate LaPointe looking at Smolonic too. The Badgers equipment manager thinking he may have some work to do in between periods. Lodge ties up Draper inside the Wisconsin zone, taken by Lindmark, and the Badgers break out.
It's so easy the way things are set up now. Nate LaPointe's got steel already cut down and sharpened for a quick switch if it needs to. It could do it on the bench here in between shifts if they realize something was needed to be changed.
Fantilli to his brother Luca. Now Brindley and Holtz. Steal by Lucius. Off balance shot off the stick of Luca Fantilli behind the net. Lucius tried to curl a pass for Caulfield in the circle, no luck, and taken by Michigan. Two on two, Fantilli lost the puck. McGroarty tried a one-timer as it slid his way. Now the Badgers have it again. And it's Luke LeMaster. Long lead feed, lobbed it all the way down to the right corner, and Lucius goes to get it. Good pivot by Hughes to take him out of the play. DeSaint Fowle won it back, but gave it to Hughes, and then it's sauced out to center. 4 minutes to go in the first. A 2-1 Michigan lead in this series opener. Wolverines battling for a top two finish in the Big Ten. Oh, Mo almost gave it away and put it in his own net. He was trying to poke it off to Vorlicki, and it didn't go the way he had hoped, and it came right back towards him just wide of the far side post. Michigan in the attacking zone. Pearson slot pass in the air. Brindley's got it. Turnaround shot off the mark. Here's a chance for Duke now short side. Saved by Mo. Granowitz picks it up. Slides a pass straight away again to Pearson. He coughed it up in Bantle. Oh, he had a chance for a breakaway, but he lost the handle on the puck. But now he comes in, goes short-sided on Portillo. Went off the goaltender to the far side wall. Now Michigan has it back. Moyle through center. Poke check by Lotch. Ties him up. Carries him into the wall. The Badgers. Stramel now has it. No look pass. Made its way to Kulemans. Backhands ahead for Horbach. And then it's batted back to center. Now Kulemans picks it up and dumps it down in. 3 minutes to go in the first. 2-1 Michigan. Shots on goal 16-6 in favor of the Wolverines. Lodge will dump it down in.
Jared Moe has been really, really good in this
really
first
good.
Period.
Yep. First goal he gave up was Nick Granowitz on a defensive zone breakdown. The second one was on a rebound where no one picked up the trailing Adam Fantilli, now offside, called on Wisconsin. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content features and updates, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. And because that headman pass came from within the Wisconsin zone, the Badgers offside, they'll drop the puck all the way down in the Wisconsin zone to the right of Jared Moe with 2:44 left. Badgers down one.
It's actually a pretty good play. Sam Stang cut across, tried to bank the puck off to Liam Malmquist coming out the ice, but Malmquist got a little bit ahead of the puck and over the blue line.
Luca Fantilli shot off the skates. Ricocheted off the end boards. LeMaster moved it along. Now Mersch chopped at it. Stang tried to get it deep, but swung and missed. Keenan Draper ducks underneath. LeMaster finds Moyle cutting to the net. Good defensive play by Jugnauth to shoulder him down. And the Badgers whipping around the boards and all the way down. Will they call icing? No, they won't. They wave it off as Holtz got there. Malmquist applies a little bit of pressure. Now Luca Fantilli for Michigan. Right up the middle of the ice. Here comes Ciccolini to Adam Fantilli. Try to toe pull and shoot one. It went off a stick and then the high glass behind the cage. Badgers bust it out. Lindmark trying to chase it down near the red line. Cut off by Karinen. Got knocked down. No penalty. Fantilli lost it, but Brindley picks it up right wing. Peels off around the right circle. Now to the slot. Gets around Wisconsin Smolonic. Goes to McGroarty and a fan at the shot. Pearson now quickly left point. Hughes. Oh, he faked left. Went back right. Here's a chance now. Fantilli. That shot's blocked by Ertl. Picked up by McGroarty. His shot stopped by Moe. Goodness. Michigan continues to possess in the offensive zone. Smolonic on Luke Hughes. Left-handed defenseman going right back left. Out to the point. It was Pearson. Trying to set up Adam Fantilli for a one-timer. He shanked that one, and the Badgers scoop it ahead. Can Ertl beat Pearson to the puck? No. Portillo came out of the net and threw it off of Ertl, who regathered and threw it at Portillo. Went off of his pad. Badgers can't get to the loose puck, and now here's Michigan again, and offside called on the Wolverines. No, a penalty. Penalty coming up on Michigan. Badgers are going to get another Quartz power play with an opportunity to tie it with 1:09 to go in the first.
A little bit of a pick set up there by Michigan on the blue line. One of the Badgers tried to go across, got knocked down, opened up the ice for Michigan, and the ref in the corner blew the whistle.
The son of four-time Stanley Cup champion Chris Draper, Keenan Draper, with the interference penalty at 18:51. Here's a power play for the Badgers already. 1-for-1 as Tyson Jugnauth scored at 10:43 to erase a 1-0 deficit. Right now it's 2-1 Michigan. Badgers win the draw. Lucius outside the right circle. Here's a chance for Bantle. He put it between his legs and then tried to do the same with his stick and lit one past Portillo, who stopped it. And now Michigan clears it all the way down.
And Bantle tried to put it through his skates and then get it back on the other side. It didn't connect to himself. Puck just drifted through the slot, and Wisconsin was finally the first one to get there.
Here's DeSaint foul now. Left point, Bantle walks across, sends it back to the point in Kulemans. Right wing, Lucius, 35 seconds to go in the period. Bantle now to the left of Portillo, who's down on his knees. Bantle passed it back to Lucius. Lucius gave it away to Fantilli, and then he'll just rag the puck and throw it all the way back to the Michigan zone. Portillo out of his net, paddles it around to the far side. Long lead feed. Past the skate of Fantilli deep in the Wisconsin zone, and Dexheimer goes to get it. Oh, and finds DeSaint foul. Kind of a no-look pass with one of the Wolverines in the vicinity. 8 seconds to go in the period. Stramel will scoop it down deep. Portillo took a whack at it. Came out to the right wing, and Dexheimer, he'll shoot one. 3 seconds left. Off the stick of DeSaint, foul and wide. And the horn sounds, ending play. Up and down we go. Michigan had more ups than downs, though. They attacked and attacked and attacked, but Jared Moe was fantastic in goal. The Badgers fortunate to be down only 2-1 thanks to their senior netminder. We'll be back in a moment from the American Family Insurance broadcast booth. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
After one, it's Michigan 2, Wisconsin nothing. Scoring in the opening period. Nick Granowitz at 5:01, his second goal of the season, with Eric Ciccolini and Jake Karinen with assists. Wisconsin tied it on a power play goal by Tyson Jugnauth at 10:43. Tyson's third goal of the season from Cruz Lucius and Zach Erdahl. Then Adam Fantilli with a rebound goal, his 17th of the year at 12:27. Gavin Brindley and Rutger McGroarty had the helpers. 2-1 Michigan. 17 shots on goal in the opening period for the Wolverines, and Jared Moe stopped 15 of them. I mean, he was spot on. Again, it could be worse than it is right now. Moe was really, really good in the first 20 minutes.
He was really good, and it wasn't just being good. He was flashy at times with gloves and bodies and kick saves and pads, and he definitely deserves his 12-minute break here for the intermission. Wisconsin needs a break and to kind of reset and try to figure out how to slow down Michigan.
The only two penalties in the period against Michigan. Wisconsin able to convert on the first penalty, a hooking infraction to Marcus Stoppa at 9:05, and then Keenan Draper took an interference penalty at 18:51, so the Badgers will have 51 seconds of power play hockey when the second period resumes. It's 2-1 Michigan after one, and the Ho-Chunk first intermission report's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Big Ten frontrunner Minnesota idle this weekend. The two teams that share second place, Penn State and Ohio State, playing in Columbus. And the Nittany Lions have a 2-1 lead after one. Kevin Wall and Connor McEachern have scored goals for Guy Gadowski's guys. Tate Singleton has lit the lamp for Steve Rolick's squad. Also coming up in just a bit, it's Notre Dame at Michigan State. Here the Badgers trail Michigan 2-1. Back in a couple of moments, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check. Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss. The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Update your bathroom with help from Menards. A brand new Magic Woods vanity is the perfect addition to your bathroom. Magic Woods offers innovative, trend-setting styles to match your lifestyle. With many sophisticated styles to choose from, it's easy to find the right vanity for you. Right now, save big money on vanities from Magic Woods. Plus, check out all the great deals going on now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Michigan, 17 shots on goal in the first period compared to Wisconsin, 6. Attempted shots, 34 for Michigan, only 13 for Wisconsin. The score, though, Wolverines 2, Badgers 1. Wisconsin's got to find a way to slow this attack down. I mean, you look at the shot chart, Paul. 16 quality scoring chances, top of the circles down to the goal for the Michigan Wolverines.
Yeah, and the best way to do that is to get some puck possession and spend some time down in the Michigan end. We haven't seen much of that. Michigan's, they're just been pressuring Wisconsin. It's making it hard to get out of their zone when they do finally win back the pucks. And when they get it out, they got to execute and get the puck up the ice. And again, win play along the boards in the offensive zone. Just keep possession of the puck and slow that down.
One bright spot for the Badgers, while they've given up 34 attempted shots, they blocked 11. Wisconsin trails Michigan 2-1. And the second period comes your way in just a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
This is the story of a very special woman.
In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
I, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Posick and Paul Capobianco at Yost Arena in Ann Arbor. Chilly here, just like it is back in Madison in the state of Wisconsin. Good crowd on hand here as the Wolverines battling for a top two finish in the Big Ten. Badgers trying to get a win on the road in Big Ten play for the first time since they beat Michigan in this building October 29th of 2021. Brock Caulfield against Marcus Stoppa on the faceoff, and the Badgers win the draw. They're on a power play to start out this second period. Kuhlemans hands back to DeSaint Fowle. Left wing Bantle try to cut in on Pearson, but then cut off by Hughes, and then Hughes falls over Bantle. The puck possessed by Wisconsin's DeSaint Fowle. Lucius to the far point, and Kuhlemans straight away. His wrister skipped through and off the right pad of Portillo. Not sure he saw it. And then a pass by DeSaint Fowle, hoping to hit Bantle, but intercepted by Michigan, and back out to neutral it comes. 20 seconds left on the Badgers' quartz power play. Down 2-1 here early second period.
Couldn't see it because Carson Bantle was taking his normal spot, taking away the eyes of the goaltender. 6'5 forward.
Lucius almost gave it away at the blue line. Badgers able to get it down deep, and then Estapa jammed it free. Moyle will pick it up. Cut off by Wisconsin's DeSaint Fowle, although he got inside DeSaint Fowle, then lost the handle as it went to the far corner. Michigan now back at full strength. Wisconsin 1-for-2 now on the power play. It's a 2-1 Michigan lead. 1 minute gone by here in the second. Wolverines Edwards with it. Goes D-to-D to Jay Karinen. Now Vorlicki steals at the blue line as Michigan misplays. Right wing Horbach can't pull it away from McGroarty. Edwards slides it to open ice. Vorlicki and Karinen engage, and the loose puck picked up by Smolanic. He'll chip it into the air, knocked down by Edwards to his stick. The left-handed defenseman got it to McGroarty, center circle. Left wing now Fantilli. Can he get on him? Vorlicki, he'll try it. A left pad save made by Moe. He leaned into Mike, who seemed to have him covered pretty well, but he got a strong shot off. Now Brindley, near side, Ethan Edwards, rebound off of Moe. They score. Brindley, it's 3-1 Michigan.
Another rebound. A big save again, Jared Moe on the first one from the left side. But Brindley just sitting there by himself on the to the left of Moe, who I'm not sure realized or could find where the puck went. Hit off him pretty good off his shoulder. Right to Brindley, who controlled the rebound and popped it home for a 3-1 Michigan lead.
If Ethan Edwards, the primary assist on Brindley's goal, his fourth this season, it comes at 142. The Badgers now find themselves in a two-goal hole on the road against the Wolverines. Portillo sweeps it around to the far side. Malmquist went in on the forecheck and tried to pressure Portillo into a turnover and then fell down. And then a long-range shot by Stang. Malmquist near the net but couldn't direct it on goal. Mersch battling and taking down Samuskevich from behind. And then he gets slashed in the shoulder and Dominic is injured. He's on one knee. He has no stick. Shot by Samuskevich goes wide. Mersch taking his time to get to the Badgers bench. I'm not sure if he knows where he is.
He just unbuckled his helmet on his way to the bench, still on the ice, and taking it off here.
Badgers set it down into the Michigan zone. Mersch, who was injured last week against Notre Dame, I'm not sure if he has all his faculties about him right now. Badgers have five skaters out. They're down a pair. Here's Ciccolini out of his own zone. Pass intended for Granowitz up the middle, deflected by Smolanic. Tries to hang in there with it. Now here's Pearson for Michigan at the red line. It's Granowitz. He's got the first goal of the game tonight. Ciccolini will dump it in off the right corner wall. Bounces past Kuhlemans out to the left point, and Luke Hughes goes D to D. Edwards to the right dot on his backhand. Pass to the slot. Split two intended receivers. Now a backdoor pass by Hughes intended for Ciccolini. Couldn't get his stick down, and it rolled all the way around and out to center. Here's Granowitz. Bumped a bit by Lindmark and turned it over. The Badgers, Kuhlemans. Lobs it over Ciccolini, bouncing puck. Ertl tries to settle, still loose. And a nice play by Smolanic, diving backhand. Portillo with a stop. And then Tywin carrying into the end boards and came back up. Almost took it off the stick of Luke Hughes to the left of Portillo. Quite an effort by Ty Smolanic.
That was an effort all the way around. Corson Kuhlemans, with some pretty good vision, popped the puck over the Michigan D.
Oh, beautiful move by Edwards. Right wing, his shot off the stick of Draper. Behind the net, now thrown back to the point. Edwards tried to dart past DeSaint Fowl, lost the handle. Stick in the way as both Caulfield and Draper battle for it. It's loose in the corner now. Lodge, he'll poke it along for Dexheimer and pulls it out from behind his own net. Now scoops it up off the glass out to center. Knocked down by Estapa. Taken from him by Lucius. Tried to walk Luca Fantilli. Got some help from Caulfield. Now Lucius coughed it up to Edwards. Edwards leads the rush the other way. Here's Brindley. Straight away, right wing, give and go. No backside for Estapa, couldn't catch. The Badgers break out. DeSaint Fowl cut off by Holtz, lost his stick and the puck. Blind pass by Lucius, picked off by Adam Fantilli. Here he comes. Bantle tries to pick him up. Right wing pass, shot by Holtz, missed the net. Brindley tried to keep it alive, bounces around. Now to Lucius, got it ahead, almost to Stramel. Good strong stick by Luke Hughes to prevent Stramel to having a breakaway. Now Wisconsin's Vorlicki steals. He comes around goal line right, back behind the net, Mike Vorlicki. Out to the point he goes. Long range shot by Donovan that went off a leg to the far wall. Hughes falls down. Fantilli picks it up. He scoops it ahead right into the Michigan bench, stopping play. 15:05 to go in the second. Michigan with a 3-1 lead. Gavin Brindley scored the lone goal in this period from Edwards and Adam Fantilli. And now we've got Hughes and Horbach going at it, and now Horbach being pulled away by McGroarty. There are three Wolverines on Jack Horbach, and the Badgers come to their teammates' help. And Horbach with his arms down to his sides, McGroarty has him in a headlock, and Horbach's not trying to get out of it.
I think behind the play, in front of the two benches, was there the first contact was made, and then Jack Horbach behind the play with Luke Hughes. I didn't see the first part of it, but my guess is there was some contact made by Jack Horbach to Luke Hughes, and Hughes came back with a pretty stiff cross-check to up high. And we'll see what happens here when the penalties get sorted out.
Well, Stramel and Horbach will sit in the penalty box for Wisconsin. Holtz and Luke Hughes for Michigan. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Upstairs in the American Family Insurance broadcast booth at Yost Arena, Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco. 4:55 gone by in the second period. Michigan leads Wisconsin 3-1 and penalties to come here. It looks like a pair to each team. And we'll wait for the referees to acknowledge that, Jonathan Sitarski and Brett Shava. And still waiting. They're talking with the captains now. Good to see Dominic Mersch back out there. Dom got hurt, and you know he injured his arm against Notre Dame, but when he went down in the Wisconsin zone, he was just so slow to get up and to make his way to the bench, and there was no leg injury. I'm not sure what took him so long. I assumed that maybe he got dinged upstairs a little bit, but Andy Rohde, the Badgers trainer, evaluated him, and Dom's back out there with helmet on and stick in hand.
Yeah, I'm watching the replay right now. I was just looking for that, trying to find it. He was battling a Michigan guy coming off the ice, and there was a linesman there, and they both kind of hit the linesman, and Mersch kind of hit him sideways. Shoulder kind of got maybe his head and took out the linesman's feet, and Mersch lost his stick, went flying, and he was kind of had to regroup from there. A little bit unexpected hit, so I think that probably was kind of stunned him a little bit.
And now the conversations with the men in stripes and the players on the ice continues. And now Tony Granata with his hand on his hip. Just got something from one of the referees. Doesn't appear to like it. Now Dominic Mersch. And now Michigan is challenging ruling on the ice. It appeared that they would match up minor penalties. Hughes and Holtz for Michigan. Horbach and Stramel for Wisconsin, but the referees are going to take a look at video replay. Why don't we take a one-minute break? Back in 1 minute, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Hey, Badger fans. American Family Insurance wants to give you and one